Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. It is morning. It's Monday morning. And guess what? We're back again. So, don't fight. Get right. So let's holler. Let me holler at you about that for a minute. Because a lot of times we fail to understand what I'm really talking about. So before we get started, hit my intro. Good morning, good morning, good morning. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah anyhow. So we have, I hope everyone had a great weekend. I tell you the truth, sometimes my mouth opens more than I want it to be. I was just saying to God, I said, God, I said, when is we going to get some heat? When is we going to get some heat, right? And guess what? We got some heat this weekend. We got some heat this weekend. Lord knows we got some heat this weekend. I ain't playing with you. This weekend was a monster. I tell you, when I look around, I think about this stuff. I say, man, it was hotter than Satan's toenails this weekend. It was crazy hot. It went from like 4 degrees to 400. I was baking. I don't know about nobody else, but it was so hot. I was about to lose my ever. Listen, I talk a whole lot of crazy stuff, and I talk a whole lot of junk. But I'm going to tell you the truth. When push came to shove this weekend, I was not with it. I was not down. I was not going in. It was not for me. It just happened so quick. You know what I mean? Like sometimes something happens and you say you're okay with it. But it happened so quick this weekend. One minute it was like nothing. Then the next minute it was like 200 degrees. I was, my whole mindset was like frozen. I didn't know what to do, what to say, how to move. I'm like, oh my God. It turned from okay to decent to crazy. I didn't have any idea what was going on. And I'm going to tell you, when it happened, listen, you know how they get that warning, how they tell you when it's really excessive heat, they say for the elderly to be hydrated and stay inside and stuff like that. Well, I ain't elderly yet, but I was acting like one this weekend. I wasn't going for that. Oh, I was like, no, we ain't doing this. This ain't how we ain't doing this one. It just happened too fast for me. Anyway, good morning, good morning, good morning. I'm AJC, your Common Sense Christian, and I want to welcome you here this morning because we're here for another Healthy Helping of Christ. Listen, I was sitting back this weekend, and Sunday was back in the day, I might have jumped in the car, went to the beach, and got in the water or something. I like the water. I love the water, but I wasn't even too cool. Ask my wife. I was like, we ain't doing it. Listen, between the gas prices and that heat this weekend, it was a wrap for me. It was a wrap. I was like, this ain't, nope. I ain't asking this. I wasn't doing it. Anyway, how you doing today? Bless you. I want to thank everybody. Oh, and Blog Talk Radio just joining us right now. Good morning to you guys, too. I want to thank everybody on Zeno FM and everybody that might be viewing me or will view us later on. I want to thank you for all your wishes. I want to thank you all for watching. I hope I'm helping somebody. I hope somebody's getting a real understanding of what Christianity or the life of Christ wanted us to be like. Anyway, so what's going on? So I was watching the news this morning, and this guy, he likes to say stuff. And now when I say it, when I think about how I used to say stuff, I used to be like, man, God, make you eat your words. Make you eat your words. I'm referring to this guy that he just took 7 years, and he walked around the world. Now, I don't know about how literal that is, he walked around the world, but it took him 7 years to do it. And I looked at this guy when he's coming home now, he's coming back to Philly now. And I looked at this guy in the news, and he's walking, and I'm looking at this guy, and I'm like, this guy looks like he will never do that again. Listen, it's hard enough for me to walk around the corner. I'm not walking around the world. 7 year walk, man. No way. What couldn't be me? What me? I didn't do it. But I salute you, bro. You walked around the world, or walked whatever you consider the world is, and that's a great feat. And they asked him what he was going to do right now. He said he's going to write a book. Yeah, because your feet hurt. I'm sorry. I'm just glad. I'm just glad. You did it. It was a wonderful thing you did. You did a great thing. What else is going on? Oh, man. Did you see the news today? It was over 14 shootings in Philly this weekend. It was 6 resulted in deaths. And then they had several stabbings. I was like, man, wow, that's crazy. That leads me into my topic of the day. Don't fight, get right. Don't fight, get right. Now listen, you know, I was watching that story this morning about the shootings and stuff in Philadelphia. And on the story, they had a person, you know, they always have somebody come on afterwards, they want to interview them. I don't know why they picked them. They picked the worst. I've yet to see them pick a good interviewer. They pick, like, the worst interviewer in the world. Like, this person is, like, anyway, whatever. So the person that did the interview said they was afraid. You know, it's a shame the way the violence and stuff is going on. And it's afraid that, you know, sometimes she's afraid to come outside to even, you know, enjoy the weather. That's a true thing. That's a true thing to be living in that situation where you don't even want to come outside because you don't know if you're going to be mixed up in that violence, wherever it might be. But something came across my mind when they said that. That we know who's doing it. We know who in our area is doing it. It's not like, the people that do it is strangers to us. We know somebody in that area that they're doing it in is related to somebody who knows that person. You know who's doing it. When I was growing up in the hood, they used to always say, you know, snitches get stitches. But when you're in a situation where everybody around you is trying to attack you. Or trying to assault you, or something to that effect, then those stitches that you might get might be helping you. You know what I mean? I mean, like those. I understand that you don't want to be a tattletale or I don't know what they call them, a snitch or whatever they call them. I can understand it. That I can understand. I can understand you don't want to be a snitch, but they got what they call You can call anonymously and have somebody and tell on somebody. And don't get me wrong. You can tell somebody anonymously. But my thing is this. These people that are doing these things are hurting not only you or hurting our neighborhood. They're hurting the environment. They're hurting everybody. People are fearing for their lives. There's no way to live. There's no way for anybody to live. We're talking about, you know, I heard a Muslim one time. He said, they asked him, how could we fix the system how it is now? He said that the first thing to do was to take out the police or take the police and change them a different way so they aren't really policing. They're just policing as an overall. They're not policing the individual areas. Then I thought about the Second Amendment. So the Second Amendment says it gives us the right to bear arms and for a militia. But that militia is a governed militia. It's not just a bunch of people running around with guns. It's a governed militia or a ruled militia. Now, the problem I got with both of those situations is that right now we know who's doing these things to us. So why are we allowing people to intimidate us, to make us not come outside and do the things that they do in our neighborhood when we know they're doing it in our neighborhood? When they created the Bloods and the Crips back in the day, their first, the way I understand it, and if I'm wrong, please shoot me an email, let me know the truth. But when I looked at the story, when they first was creating the Bloods and the Crips back then, they were creating it to make it safe for their area, for their for their little blocks they had. They was trying to make it safe for their blocks. They was trying to do good for their blocks. When they created the Constitution, they created militias for those areas to protect those areas. But it's turned from being from protection to extortion. It turned from protection to destruction. It turned from protection to let me tell you the truth. I know how we can fix it all. Don't fight, get right. Don't fight, get right. See, that's why I say it's simple. Don't fight, get right. Now, you know, a lot of people sell drugs and stuff to make money, to pay their bills, and hopefully get out of the hood at some point, right? That's what they say. They join gangs because they want to be part of something. They feel like if they don't join a gang, they might get hurt, or they want to be protected by whatever the case may be, right? How about if we take the fight and make it right? Let me show you what I'm talking about. The word right, righteous, when you separate that word, the first part of that word is right. What does righteous mean? The quality of being morally right and justified, or justifiable. Morally right and justifiable. Let's get right. Let's take your morals and get them up out the ghetto, get them out the gutter, and make your moral thought process right. Make your moral compass back to where it should be at. Take your moral standards and stuff and bring them back to where they used to be. You know, respect your elders, respect your parents, respect the people around you. Do unto others as you would have them do unto you. I mean, we all scared. We all got issues. But if we start being right in ourselves, and not just right what we think because, okay, he said we should go jump somebody. Let him go jump somebody, because you can't jump somebody by yourself. And, you know, you stabbing people to rob them. What's wrong with taking that same energy and getting you a McDonald's? I'm not working at McDonald's. Why? You ain't got no money, but you'd rather go rob somebody than get a job at McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy's, whatever the case might be. You would rather do something illegal and chance getting caught than to do something illegal and have those same people call you a punk. You know, when God started working on me, and he's been working on me for years, when he started working on me, he literally pulled me from the whole environment I was used to. See, I was used to the drugs and the guns and the cars. I was used to all that. He pulled me out of that situation and put me in a place where I had no foothold. I didn't know what morals were at that point. I didn't understand that it was wrong to have more than one girlfriend. I didn't understand that it was wrong to you know, I knew it was wrong, some things was wrong, but it was acceptable. They were acceptable wrongs because of the reason you was doing it behind. But there's no reason to rob somebody. For you to justify the fact that you're robbing another person, that's not equilibrium. That's not how it works. You don't justify, I'm robbing him because I don't have it. Well, what in the world? That don't make no sense, because you just go to the store. You buy your son $300 sneakers. He walked outside because the next door neighbors don't have $300 to buy the sneakers. He robbed your child of their sneakers. Is that morally right? No. But the person is doing it says, well, I need those $300 sneakers so I can give my child something. Dude, get it the same way he got it. Go out and work for it. It's common sense. Listen, my quote for the day. And it was strange I got this quote. God gave me the quote about 2 hours ago. And he said, this is why. Okay. This quote is from a movie, a well-known movie back in the day. You got to watch the movie. I watch, some people watch it constantly. They took it, what they wanted from it, but I got something from it. The quote is this. The quote was, am I my brother's keeper? The answer is, yes, I am. The quote came from New Jack City. Now, this is a movie all about drug dealing and stuff like that. But amongst their crew, they said, am I my brother's keeper? And they believe that you have to watch out for one another inside of that game. Anybody outside of that game was open prey. But anybody inside of that game was my brother. Same with us Christians. We call everybody our brother that's inside of our little crew. And then you look outside your little crew, and you see that man over there doing something crazy, and you won't go to your brother and say, yo, bro, you shouldn't be doing that, man. Look, you need money that bad? Let me give you a couple of dollars. Instead, we should look down at them. Or even worse, we see somebody that's down on their luck or something like that, and they out there panhandling, and instead of giving them a dollar, 50 cents, a sandwich, you get off my corner and stop panhandling on my corner. That's against the law, blah, blah, blah. But this guy don't have nothing. They living on this. I went to Walmart one day. And I usually go, there's one in Cinnamon. And on the side of the road, I'm leaving the Walmart. And I don't carry cash. That's just not, I don't carry cash. But I'm leaving Walmart, and I'm looking on the side of the road, and this man has his wife and his child and a sign holding it up. And it says, we're hungry or something like that. It was really crowded. I had no money. I was on the way out, and I seen the sign. It's not like the first time I saw it, but I've seen it. I'm kind of like, a lot of times I try to give him money. But I felt so bad when I seen a man out there with his wife standing there. And I could only think to myself, why? You know, understand something. And this is me. My wife knows me in and out. There is no job to the meaning that I wouldn't do to take care of my family. There's no job. Now, I'm not going to be selling drugs, and I'm not selling drugs. I'm not going to be going up being a stick-up guy, none of that. I'm not joining a gang to feed my family. But there's no job to the meaning that I can receive an actual paycheck for that I wouldn't do. Like, I would stables, pick up poop. I would, but there's no job to the meaning. I can't say that because cleaning stables is a profession. You can become a rider. I don't even fathom a job that's too demeaning that I wouldn't do to feed my family. There's no job. There's no job out there that I wouldn't do and excel at so that my family wouldn't have to stand on the side of the road to be fed. Listen to me today. Listen to me today. You have greatness in you. Before you leave the house today, you look in the mirror and you say, you have greatness. You do not have to be less than great. You choose to be less than great. I don't. You choose not to do what you have to do as a man or a woman to have what you need. Galatians 5 says, you ran well. Who hindered you from obeying the truth? See, this is what I'm trying to tell you. Who was in your circle that's stopping you from doing what's right? Who is in your circle that's filling up your head with all that foolishness? Who's in your circle that you're so in love with, or that you so encompassed by, that you can't see that you messed up or that you're messing up? See, this is my point I'm making. See, don't fight, get right. Don't fight, get right. You ain't got, the Bible says the battle belongs to the Lord. You don't have to worry about fighting. All you got to do is worry about getting yourself right. Because if you get yourself right, if you change that your messed up thinking, if you change and want that good thing and want to do right to get those good things, they'll come to you. Let me show you something. Let me show you something. Still in Galatians 5. Galatians 5 and 8 says, this persuasion does not come from him who calls you. A little leaven leavens the whole lump. Now, what does that mean? That means that all it takes is a little bit of pepper to mess up that whole loaf of bread. Too much pepper just mess that whole loaf of bread up. Someone in your ear, just the right word at the right time can make you mess up. Someone whisper in your ear and tell you, shoot him, and then step back. You pull your gun and bow. Next thing you know, you got a murder charge. You're in jail for 25 years, and you ain't but 20 years old. Now you get in jail, you got to fight for your life. You done missed 25 years of your life because somebody whispered in your ear and said, one thing, one moment can change your entire life. You can be there in a situation, and you can allow your anger to take over so quick. And before you know it, things go out of hand. Look, I'm not here to preach today. I'm not here to tell you off. I'm not here to make you anything other than great. Because I believe that in each one of us, we just want to be happy. We just want to have the things that we need and that we want to strive in this world. We want to enjoy life. And because of circumstances and situations, you believe that you don't have any other choice. You believe that you don't have a way out. I'm here to tell you today that that's a lie. That is a lie. That's a trick of the enemy. That is a lie. You listen. I'm going to say this because I got to move on. Don't fight. Get right. When you wake up in the morning, when you're walking out that door, you can only control one thing. That's you. You can't control the man in that car over there that's driving all crazy. You can't control that woman that's on her phone acting like a nutcase. You can't control that person that's at the bakery that just didn't feel like getting up that morning. You can't control them. But you can control you. You can control you. And if you get your mind right, and put yourself in the right frame of mind and spirit, you can conquer anything. You have been given the gift of life today. You have been given the gift of life to make a change for you, for nobody else. Don't be selfish today and think about you. Think about what you want your life to be like. Think about how you want to live your life. Think about how you want people to treat you. See, you got to think about that girl or man that you gossiping to. When you're not around, who they gossiping to about you? So why are you with them? Well, that's my best friend. But they are gossip. They not just gossiping with you. Everybody call me their best friend. Everybody telling them their business, and they telling their business to everybody else. They is. Don't fight, get right. Listen, you mad because Joe the Rockhead down the street got more street cred than you. Who cares? He can't even read a book. You don't know what a book looks like. I'm not trying to tell you to be crazy or do something stupid. I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you in your own head, think about things before you move. Think about what you're going to do. Think about the repercussions of what's going to happen. The moment you do allow your emotions to take control of you, you're no longer in control. You have to have a clear mind to keep right. Oh, this guy right here is acting like a nutcase. I'm going to go get in my car and I'm going to walk away. Oh, this woman over here, she's talking too much. She don't know who she's talking to. Stop. Whatever it is, ma'am, you got it. I'm out. You do not have to stay there and listen to it. You do not have to subject yourself to a rampages and things like that. You do not. It's not. You don't have to. You are a grown person. You have greatness in your loins. God has smile down on your life. You have blessings in store that you don't even realize are there yet. And you're going to allow somebody else to take away your joy. Mm-mm. You could, listen, for the last 7-8 years, my motto has been, you control you and I'm going to control me. I'm not going to let you control me. Listen, let me tell you something. When me and my wife, if we get into a misunderstanding, because we don't argue no more. That arguing stuff, we out of that space. We ain't doing that arguing stuff. We ain't doing that. If we get into a disagreement, before it even escalates to an argument, we separate. Listen, you got it. I'm going over here. You go over there. And we leave each other alone. The things calm down. We come back together. We do our praying. And we talk. We get through it. That arguing, fussing, and stuff, in the streets. If a joker starts arguing, listen, my first response, listen, we're not arguing. Let's call the cops. Let them figure it out. We don't need no cops. We can handle it. You always want to call the cops. Listen, I'm not going to stand here and argue with you about it. I'm out. See you. See, if you do that, then you think they're going to call you a punk, a chump, a fag. Listen, you can call me whatever you want to call me. It's okay. You can call me a punk. You can call me a chump. Anything you want to call me. But I'm not, I don't have to stoop to that level to prove who I am to you or nobody else. And I thank God for that. I am not out here to prove to other people who, how much heart I got or how tough I am. That's not me. I love life. I ain't here to take none. And I don't want anybody to take mine. I want to enjoy life. I want to wake up in the morning and walk on my lawn and look outside and not have to worry about ducking from bullets. I want to get in my car and drive wherever I want to go and come back. I want to open up my refrigerator and I want to see steaks and stuff in my refrigerator. You got to understand. I get used to this stuff. I like turning my phones on. I like turning my computers on. I enjoy that stuff. And if you're behind bars, you don't. I enjoy being my wife. Listen, I don't know about you, but I think my wife is beautiful. Now, I enjoy waking up to her in the morning. I enjoy holding on her. I enjoy my wife. I don't know about you, but I enjoy my wife. I'm not waking up to no joker named Big Bubba, and I'm not going to do it. I'm not going to do it. Anyway. I'm sorry. That was too much. I'm sorry. Anyway, listen. The message is really simple. Don't fight. Just get right. Get right within you. See, when you get saved, you ain't got to be the preacher man or this big old prophet and all. You ain't got to be all that. All God wants you to do is work on you. If you spend as much time working on you as you work on others, you'll be perfect. Before you knew it, things will be happening in your life that's so great, you won't even know how it happened. I'm telling you, I know. I'm a walking testimony. I started getting my own stuff right, and things started happening in my life. It's so hard for me now to interact with other people in certain circumstances, especially in personal circumstances, because I've gotten so used to this bubble. I'm going to let you in, but you can't stay there. I'm going to let you in, but you can't, you know what I mean? Because when you come in, you might bring other stuff with you. And unless your mind is in the same place that my mind is, then that stuff ain't good for me. So I'm going to let you in. I'm going to help you. I'm going to give you all I can. But I'm not going to let you interrupt what God has already put in place. I love what God has put in place. So I'm going to say you have access to me without having any access to me. You have godly access to me. But other than that, it's hit and miss. Because I like what God got me at. Okay. Let me finish this up and get out of here. So there's a poem, and the author is unknown. But the name of the poem is It Takes Courage. It takes courage and strength to be firm. It takes courage to be gentle. It takes strength to conquer. It takes courage to surrender. It takes strength to be certain. It takes courage to have doubt. It takes strength to be fit in. It takes courage to stand out. It takes strength to feel a friend's pain. It takes courage to feel your own pain. It takes strength to endure abuse, courage to stop it. It takes strength to stand alone. It takes courage to lean on others. It takes strength to love. It takes courage to be loved. It takes strength to survive. It takes courage to live. See, what that's telling you today is that we all have to have strength and courage to make things work. But inside you have all that you need to be great. So don't think about the battle. Don't think about the fight. Don't think about the war. Just think about getting yourself together. If it's something in your life that you want to quit doing, if it's something in your life that you know that's hindering you from getting closer and closer to your goals, then take a moment today and just say, listen, I have greatness in me, and I'm going to figure out how to get it out of me. That's it. Don't worry about the next door neighbors. Don't worry about your boy down the street. Don't worry about that stuff. Worry about getting your soul right, getting your mind right, getting you right. If you get right, things around you get right. Because after a while, you'll stop allowing that stuff in. I'm not sitting there. I'm not letting nothing take away God's joy from my life. Not going to do it. Not going to do it. See this woman right here? It's me and her to the end. All the rest of that stuff, it was nobody else. But me and her, me and her to the end. I'm not letting nothing interrupt the blessing that God has put on my life. Not gonna do it. Just not gonna do it. And if I'm wrong for it, then shoot me an email and say, "Bruh, you wrong." Say, "Bruh, you wrong." And I'm gonna say, "That's your opinion. I ain't wrong. I ain't letting none come in between me and God." And I'm not doing it. Don't fight. Get right. Well, I'm your host, AJ Singh, and I'm hoping if you get something out of it, I'm hoping you have a great and wonderful day. Stay cool out there, stay calm, and get right. And as always, wherever you go, take God with you. Peace.
Like, it's too much. Like, you start out with the news. I'm like, okay. long. We were watching the news. They come here for that. They came to hear the message. Get right. You listening to me? I didn't know you. You ain't, but you need to, because I'm saying, oh my God, this is too, like, even me, I said, I should just jump off. Just get it. Listen, he's not getting to the point. He's not giving the message any which we'll call it here. He's talking about the news and I said, okay, I'm sorry, I'm staying. I just think I did because you've been down to zero. I watched him. They came back. I said, okay, they're coming back. They know he got something. They come back. He's a regular viewer now. He's a regular 5 or 6 viewers that's there every morning. So I said, okay. You didn't kick in, like you didn't, until late, and then now you want to go over there. I had to come back. I'm like, you got to stay in the bar. Then you come and do this. Did you go right now? Did you go right now? You go? I know you don't hear me, but you need it. No, you don't. If thanks for telling everybody to go to the listen. We're not created. You could have just said the Walmart I go to or the Walmart I visit, TV said, you know, I said, now I ain't going there. He's here. They're going to be right there. You know, they're looking for it. I see you get one thing, and I get scared of this. I know. And now you come in here rushing. Now, who is this guy? Let's go tell me. It's you? Yeah. Okay, can you come upstairs and sing?
You should have got that dance. See, now you're going to late. If I move in here, you would have kept right on forward. That's because you started late.
No, I don't need to start like that anymore.
I wouldn't have kept going because I had the time around. See, now I'm 8 o'clock.
It don't matter your mouth. You can't use it. One scripture out of Galatians?
I did 7 verses in 1 scripture. I don't even go to scripture yet.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. But what you do is you get on that phone and then you want to hold the whole conversation.
I'm trying to get my head right, trying to keep this food right.
Right.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right.
Thank you.